The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Dr. Jim Doty is the professor, president emeritus of the George L. Argyros School of Business and Economics. He joins us from Chapman University to give us an update, the semi-annual Chapman Economic Update, which was recently delivered, and he is going to share it with us now. Dr. Doty, good to have you on the program again.
Thank you. Always great to be on the show with you, Larry.
A lot of focus, at least the pickup in the newspaper after your event, was on the real estate market. They put the headline something like, no bubble, but you know, the lower interest rates are making housing more affordable. That was their takeaway. What do you think the key takeaways of your presentation was?
Well, in addition to all the real estate stuff, we also covered the potential impact of the trade war with China and the disproportionately large impact it'll have on both Orange County and California. But we also gave real estate a lot of attention.
All right, let's start with real estate because, you know, prices have been sky high. I think, you know, a median home in Orange County over like $800,000. The article I read seemed to say that you found a, kind of a little bit of a silver lining in that interest rates have come down, and that makes someone's house a little more affordable.
Yeah. In fact, the Housing Affordability Index went up significantly since January, and the reason for that is mortgage rates have declined from about 5% to 4%, 100 basis point decline, which has had a sharp impact in lowering housing payments on newly purchased homes and making it easier to qualify for a mortgage as well.
What do you think as far as going into the remainder part of this year? Are housing prices dropping a little bit, coming back a little bit? Where are we?
I think housing prices will be fairly stable in 2019 from last year, showing no real gain or loss. But if there are people out there who are waiting to buy because they're anticipating that Orange County housing prices, like the $800,000 you just talked about, will be dropping sharply and the balloon will burst, we showed evidence yesterday that that's not the case.
All right. Good news if you're worried about the balloon bursting or something like that. Affordability is still very difficult in Southern California, but you talk about all the amenities and the things that Orange County has, and that even though it's high, it may be somewhat commensurate with what you get.
Exactly. In my econometrics class, we did that this semester. We took 110 counties across the country and with different housing prices and with an average housing price in the nation of $333,000 versus $712,000 for single-family homes in Orange County in 2016. And we did an analysis. It turns out Orange County housing prices are perfectly rational when you consider we have higher incomes, the people living here have higher incomes than the rest of the nation, we have more amenities, and big plus is that we are adjacent to the Pacific Ocean. When you take those things into account, our average housing price is perfectly rational. That's why I don't think we should anticipate any major fall. Even in the next recession, there'll be a correction, but nothing like a major bursting in the bubble.
Let's talk about some of those other areas. Obviously, the trade war with China, the president, you know, wanting to get a fair deal here in that China has been ripping us off in our technology and says, hey, wait a second, we're going to charge these tariffs. Walk us through this. When we charge tariffs, who pays for those?
Well, that's a good question. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about that. But clearly, when a tariff is paid, if someone from the United States, a business, an individual, corporation, imports goods from China now, they pay. They will actually pay the tariff. Now, the reason that some would argue, well, we don't really pay the tariff, is because perhaps for Chinese to sell their goods, they may lower the price to compensate for the higher tariffs that Americans have to pay. But the evidence recently has shown that the Chinese are not dropping their prices. So clearly, Americans are paying the higher tariff, just as the Chinese are paying the higher tariffs since they've reciprocated in placing tariffs on American imports into China.
Now, you mentioned that Orange County and Southern California as a whole has a greater impact on these tariffs. Is that because we're an import location, or what factors?
Exactly. Larry, you got it. We are an import location and an export location. Most Chinese, actually Pacific Rim exports and imports, go through California ports, California airports. That means that there are a lot of jobs in California relating to transportation, warehousing, finance, legal services, marketing services, to get those goods to market, not only through California, but the rest of the nation. So when trade, both on the import and export side, drops because of the imposition of tariffs, that means that there's less trade moving through those ports, and that will have a negative impact on jobs. We estimate, for example, in 2019 in California, there will be roughly 40,000 fewer jobs as a result. And that's assuming, of course, that President Trump and President Xi don't come to some understanding. Hopefully they will. Later this month at the G20 meetings in Osaka.
So who's hurt more by this? The old question of, you think it's bad for us. Over there, they sell so much things, and there's such an imbalance of trade, it dramatically impacts them even more because their sales might go down.
Both China and the U.S. will hurt. Actually, China will probably hurt more because the exports and imports are a greater share of its economy. But both will hurt. The Chinese and Americans will hurt, and that's why any resolution of this trade war later this month will be good for both the U.S. and Orange County and California and the nation. Hopefully in that agreement, there will be some understanding about the intellectual property and the protection of both Chinese and American technology.
I've heard it put this way. When you ask the question, what's the deal with China, is that Chinese businesses really operate at the behest of the government. The government over there has the right to go in. It can subsidize you. They can literally buy up businesses in this country, subsidized by the government, swallow them up, and then grow that way. Whereas we don't do that the other way. What's your take?
Well, my take is that we're lucky that we don't do it that way, because when government gets involved, you have inefficient industries. China right now is going through serious problems with a major debt crisis because they're supporting so many subsidized socialistic industries that can't pay back its debt. And those debts will come home to roost. We're fortunate that we live in a private enterprise country because it's fair. And in the end, it will be fair to those who are part of it, both shareholders as well as those who work for those industries.
Speaking of trade, Professor Doty, there were some thoughts that the U.S. was going to implement a 5% tariff on Mexico and step it up each month if they didn't do anything about helping on those coming across the border. And they quickly said, yeah, we'll put 6,000 troops on the border. On their southern border to help stop that, and it seems as if that may be helping. But what about that? What impact would that have had, and why did Mexico jump so quickly? Would they have been profoundly affected?
Thank goodness there was an agreement. There's some question as to whether or not that agreement was already in place before the threat of a trade war. All I can say is thankfully we don't have a two-front war, not only with China but with our major export-import nation, Mexico. Otherwise, I think it could have easily thrown us into recession. The reason for that is that we live in such a complex global economy now where there's such an intricate supply chain that when companies can't get parts from whether it be Canada, China, Japan, the Euro community, all of the Pacific Rim, they can't produce products because they're relying on parts that they've come to depend on from other nations, especially Mexico, the automobile industry. There's such an intricate supply chain there that anything that would disrupt it, like a trade war, I think would have been devastating to the American economy, more so than China.
I want to jump to California, and you know what they say about California, that its majority party policies are not necessarily that great for business, that they're heavy on taxes, heavy on regulation, make it very difficult. There's a litigious environment out there when it comes to the Private Attorney General's Act, things like that. I want to get your take on this. I don't always hear you sounding the warning bell, but some other groups who protect business interests, especially small businesses, are saying that it's becoming very difficult to survive as a business in California. Have you heard that?
Well, I've heard it, and I believe it, and we've shown that we've produced some data here that give rigorous evidence that that is the case. We did an analysis of the fact what explains why more people are moving out of the state of California than moving in. By the way, that's 150,000 this last year. Why is that? We did analysis. Is it high housing prices, high taxation? Is it low rates of employment growth? We found that the most significant reason that people are moving out is because of the high rate of taxation. Case in point, in a recent ranking of 50 states, California ranked number 2 in the rate of taxation.
Is number 1 New York or Connecticut?
New Jersey. New York is third. And not surprisingly, New Jersey, as a proportion of its population, had the greatest outflow of people, and New York the third. The relationship between taxes and outflow of people is so incredible, it just shows that people vote with their feet.
You know, you approach this economically. Do you ever get the chance to present this to the majority party legislature's members in Sacramento and say, hey, you're driving people out. Do you really want to do this, or do they not listen to you?
Well, I don't think they listen to me. I certainly write a lot. I have a column in the Orange County Business Journal. I write for the Orange County Register. Sometimes my pieces are in the Wall Street Journal. And whether they read them or not, I'm not sure, but at least given what they're doing, it doesn't appear so. But let me give you a bright note here I'm pleased that at least recently a lot of spending bills that came before the Senate and Assembly and the House were voted down.
And with that, we have to leave it there. Jim Doty, Chapman University economist, thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Okay, thank you so much. Great to be on.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
AM 870, The Answer.
Up next, The Barack Lurie Show. This Sunday, Barack will discuss his theme, just because you make something legal that was once illegal won't make it safer or avoid trafficking. Some things are just inherently wrong. There will always be consequences for bad things. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.